Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds bilateral talks with Luxembourg counterpart Xavier Bettel in New Delhi, says both countries share trusted relationship amid global uncertainties. Iran says talks with Oman on temporary safe passage route through Strait of Hormuz reach final stage. 12 people killed in Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. Nepal observes National Day of Mourning for flash flood victims. And at World Archery Para Series, Sheetal Devi enters women's compound individual final in Ahmedabad, assuring a medal for India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that in an era where the whole world is worried about uncertainty, India and Luxembourg have a trusted relationship. Dr. Jaishankar said this while meeting Deputy Prime Minister, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade of Luxembourg, Xavier Bettel, in New Delhi this afternoon. Dr. Jaishankar recalled his visit to Luxembourg in the beginning of this year. The External Affairs Minister said trade, investment, financial cooperation have been the heart of the relationship.
It's a great pleasure to welcome you and your delegation to India. Your visit, along with, I believe, your Minister of Economy, reflects the growing, deepening partnership between us. Ours is a very trusted relationship. It is a relationship we've done a lot, where we have the confidence in being able to do even more. And particularly, I think in terms of supply chain resilience, diversification, and now with the free trade agreement ratification likely in the coming future.
In his remarks, Xavier Bettel said Luxembourg has a trusted and honest relationship with India.
As you said before, we have a good relationship. We have also economic ties. We are building on that. The Minister of Economy has another meeting for the moment where I'm sure we'll be able to deepen also in the next weeks and months.
Later in an interview with a news agency, Mr. Bettel said the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement FTA will create opportunities for businesses on both sides. He also stressed the need to bring Indian and European companies together to explore markets and facilitate greater exchanges. The visiting dignitary said he plans to bring a business delegation during his visit to India early next year, with the aim of facilitating direct engagement between the two countries. Mr. Bettel arrived in New Delhi in the wee hours today on a three-day visit to India. He will also visit Chennai for engagements at IIT Madras and the inauguration of a new SES campus. Iran today said that negotiations with Oman on the designation of a temporary route for safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz have reached their final stage. At a weekly press conference in Tehran, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Baghi said the understanding between the two countries regarding the route's designation would likely be registered with the International Maritime Organization in the coming days. He said the insecurity in the waterway is a consequence of the U.S.-Israeli military aggression against Iran. He noted that the vessels will not be able to travel this route with confidence and a sense of security if the situation continues. Yemen's Houthi group today accused Saudi Arabia of carrying out airstrikes and cruise missile attacks across several provinces of the war-ravaged country. It comes as an escalating battle with government forces spread to multiple fronts. The Iran-backed armed group said Saudi targeted the provinces of Al-Jaf, Al-Baida, Marib and Taiz with several airstrikes and cruise missiles. Meanwhile, Yemeni government forces said in a statement that their warplanes carried out 13 strikes earlier in the day against Houthi positions in the central province of Al-Baida. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. 12 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on a village in southern Lebanon. 11 people, including 2 children and 4 women, were killed in a strike that destroyed a residential building in Kfar Ruman overnight. A second strike on a vehicle killed a paramedic. The Israeli military said it struck infrastructure sites belonging to the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah, as well as several terrorists transferring weapons in retaliation for a drone attack on troops in an occupied area of the country. Lebanese health ministry said Israeli attacks across southern Lebanon have killed at least 27 people over the past 3 days. The government of Nepal is observing a national day of mourning today in honor of those who lost their lives in the devastating flash floods on 26th of last month. Meanwhile, the death toll from the devastating flash floods has surged to 1,356. Security agencies have continued search and rescue operations for people who remain out of contact, particularly at hydropower projects along the Bhote Koshi and Trishuli River corridors. There have been a few successful rescues of people alive from some hydropower projects, including 2 Nepali nationals from the 60-megawatt Upper Trishuli 3A project and a Chinese national from the 216-megawatt Upper Trishuli 1 project. The Indian Embassy in China has requested the families of Indian nationals who remain missing in the devastating mudslide and flash flood last month to submit DNA samples to assist in the identification process. The embassy in a statement said families willing to provide DNA information are requested to submit the relevant data in the internationally recognized CODIS format to the Embassy of India. The embassy will forward the data to the concerned Chinese authorities for comparison. The families may contact the Embassy of India through telephone 8618514-284905 and email cons1.beijing@mea.gov.in. In Pakistan, 16 people were killed and over 70 injured in separate road accidents in Punjab and Sindh provinces. 7 people lost their lives and over 50 were injured when a tractor trolley carrying wedding party guests collided with an overspeeding trailer at Sardargarh area in Punjab province. The second accident occurred at Thal City in Sindh's Jacobabad district when a passenger bus en route to Lahore veered off the road due to overspeeding and rammed into a tree, claiming lives of 9 passengers. The 4th United Nations Climate Week has opened in Azerbaijan's capital Baku today, weeks before COP31. Governments, financial institutions, businesses and climate experts have come together for a 5-day meeting being held till 11th of this month to deliberate upon climate action, finance, adaptation and transparency. Reigning world champion Sheetal Devi has confirmed a medal for India by storming into the women's compound individual final on the 3rd day of the Stage 3 of World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad today. In an all-Indian semi-final, the armless archer from Jammu defeated Sarita 145-143 to book her place in the gold medal clash. An UN report says that every dollar spent to fight the climate change and air pollution could generate $15 in economic benefits. However, it warns that delaying action could cost the world more than $1.5 trillion every year in lost benefits. The report by the UN Environment Program and the Climate and Clean Air Coalition says integrated action can bring savings through lower health care costs, higher worker productivity and reduced climate-related damage. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds bilateral talks with Luxembourg counterpart Xavier Bettel in New Delhi. Says both countries share trusted relationship amid global uncertainties. Iran says talks with Oman on temporary safe passage route through Strait of Hormuz reach final stage. 12 people killed in Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. Nepal observes National Day of Mourning for flash flood victims and at World Archery Para Series, Sheetal Devi enters Women's Compound Individual Final in Ahmedabad, assuring a medal for India. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.